rocked out to that minute. What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? We back. Just for a second, though.
We back.
What's up, y'all?
Is my voice squeaking? Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing here.
Man, bring it all in, man. We are here for it.
The hand. Come on, hand. Say hello.
Bring your hand in.
And say hello.
Where's the camera? Come on, say something to the people.
We've been repositioned.
Hey, that's your new tattoo. Well, that's nice.
It's not new, but it
looks
clean.
Oh, it looks real clean. That looks real. And then you said that looks nice. Yes.
Nice.
Well,
girl.
What's up? I'm Natalie Hayden.
And I'm Laverne Badger.
And we are
Expose the Podcast. Did we sound better?
I think that's 5 years of, you know, getting it together.
Yes. Let me clear my throat.
I still got it like the 5 heartbeats.
Hey! Right. I'll take it.
Man, welcome back.
Welcome back for a special edition.
Yes, we are.
We only came out of our summer hiatus. For something special.
Because
this was the break, right?
We had made plans.
We ain't working.
We don't work during the summer.
But not for the podcast.
That's what y'all call it. Because we are more than just a podcast. And we're going to talk about that more, of course, in our new season. When we kick and ramp things back up. But
we joked about it, but it felt like a real breakup. Like, that felt like a real, like... I'm having withdrawal.
That was a good version of it, though, right? Yeah, right. You did your thing. You did it. I know we felt like not seeing Tommy every week and, you know, in passing. And
he started ghosting our text messages.
I know, like, what we do to you? I literally said, what do we do to you? Ain't responding?
You broke up with me. What do you expect?
Well, just so you know, this is a summer break. So this is your first year in a relationship with us. And we just
supposed to just come back like it's all good. Like it ain't nothing happened.
He got some feelings about it. He's feeling a certain way.
Y'all got company.
Oh, well, we sure do. We forgot. We done forgot just that quick. But
don't break into a fight.
But not forgot. We are back for something special, right? So we came back. We got a phone call from somebody, and
not just somebody, just somebody.
Just a little somebody special. She all right, but she more than all right. She fabulous. She beautiful. I've known her for a long time, and I know the city. Y'all know her when I say the name, but she's always working behind the scenes on different projects and stuff. But if you've seen her, you know she always super fly.
Fly.
Yes, and so. We got a call from her and said, can y'all come do this? And we was like, yeah, but I don't think we really understood what we just said we was going to do.
We didn't understand.
Because she came and said, come do it. And we was like, We'll do it, right?
But then we said, wait a minute.
Right.
What are we doing?
So.
What are we doing here? Straighten up the glasses. What are we doing?
Nonetheless. The amazing, the one and only. Anitra Riley.
Yes.
Welcome to the table, girl. Yes. Welcome to the table.
You know what I recognize? That whenever we do reconnect, Anitra's here.
Yes.
She's the one who brings us together.
So I'm going to
thank you for reconciling this
we love
this
you.
Breakup.
Yeah.
You know what? That's what I do.
That's what you do.
I mend bridges.
You're the glue.
You done said something. She mends bridges.
That's what I do.
Look at that segue. That's what I produce.
In real life.
That's
what program management is about.
The kids call that facts.
Did they just yell out,
facts.
And facts. Step back from it, right?
Right.
Welcome, sis.
Thank you all for having me.
Yes. Why are we here? Why did you reach out to us? Please. Okay, so you wear many hats. And so this one hat in particularly... You got all 10 toes down. And so we want to say just thank you. We did say yes and not fully knowing the assignment, but we're glad we did say yes to the assignment because the city don't know what's about to happen. But we are here to let you reintroduce yourself to us.
Yes.
Hello, Expose the Podcast.
Uh-huh.
My name is Anitra Riley. I am the festival leader for Black Arts Fest MKE.
Come on.
Yay.
Yes.
Can we get some drum?
Can we get...
he a little rusty, y'all. There we go. And
what Beyonce say? I want to hear them sirens go. All of them. Can you be on cue, sir?
Yes. Do you hear us? Yes.
And so we are here to talk about the return of Black Arts Fest MKE to the Summerfest grounds on August 6th.
Okay. Yes. We need them sounds to be going off unless I need to.
There we go.
Yes. COVID is such a hater, right? Mm-hmm. COVID thought it was going to come in and steal 2 years of our lives.
Right. It did. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Just a little bit.
That was great. Thank you.
It tried it. COVID tried it. Mm-hmm. But we are back. And guess what, y'all? Here's the plan. We know that things hit our community hard. Mm-hmm. And COVID hit the world hard. Mm-hmm. So we already knowing how it tried to do us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we ain't going. How about that?
We not.
Yep. And so all of the community came together and said, is our festival coming back? Bring our festival back. Bring our festival back. So we said, we got you. Period. So as soon as the United Ethnic Festivals organizations came together and said, this year, 2022, we're thinking the festival season is safe enough to come back.
Yeah. Yes. And we're already seeing some of it right now.
And they said, who's down? And Black Arts Fest, MKE said, who's saying so?
We have been waiting
for COVID to slip so we can catch it slipping.
Mm. Right.
And playing a festival on. Right. And so, with all that to say, we are understanding that our community misses each other.
Yes.
Our community wants to come out, wants to come together, wants to celebrate and be celebrated.
Yes.
And so what we gonna do exactly
y'all understood the assignment, right?
Honey, you know I don't do nothing but understand.
They ain't seen the lineup, but she gotta talk about the lineup.
Yes.
Honey. And so what we are doing on August 6th at the Summerfest grounds in the Miller Oasis area, we are raising from noon to 10 p.m. an all day party. I'm talking about it's gonna be live.
Lit.
Take a nap. Go to bed early. Go.
It's gonna be lit.
Go to bed early the night before. Mm-hmm. Because you're gonna be mad that you either was not gonna be able to hang and you missed out.
Yeah.
And you went home too early because you was tired. Wear comfortable shoes. Mm-hmm. I know we all trying to be fly and cute, but you're going to be fly and cute and hurt your feet hurting because it is so much to do. So what are some of the things that are there
First things first, the festival gates open up at noon, okay? Mm-hmm. And we have every festival has an opening ceremony. But we have reimagined our opening ceremony.
Come on and reimagine.
Come on through. So we have a reimagined, re-energized opening ceremony that's going on at 12:30 that celebrates our declaration that we out here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We out here.
We ain't going nowhere.
We out here. So at 12:30, we have our opening ceremony. Followed by 1 o'clock, we have a couple of receptions going on, VIP receptions, because we're thanking those who came out. And then also at 1 o'clock on our Miller stage, at our main stage, we have Heritage. Yes. Heritage, which is a Afro vibes kind of events company.
Yeah.
They're going to come out and rep for us. Afro vibes style.
Yes.
So then that carries us to 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock is our first headlining show.
Okay, Anita, what is it?
Listen. It get all the way real right at 2 o'clock. We ain't playing no games.
We just open.
We just open. It gets all the way live right at 2 o'clock.
If we ain't starting late, we gonna be on time.
Who said something?
Be so late if you want to. You gonna blink and miss it.
So at 2 o'clock, we are having R&B Live, founded by Lena Cole.
Come on, Lena Cole! Yes!
That's the sis!
Featuring DJ Mr. Martin.
Oh, yes! Come on now.
That's the brother.
And her entire show. You already know what R&B Live is, you all. A full band on stage jamming to covers of its livest music, livest, dopest artists. Honey, and them singers just plowing in that thing. Mm-hmm. 10, 12 singers plowing in that thing.
Wow.
Blowing. All that to say, guess what else is going on at 2 o'clock?
What else?
The Divine Nine Party. Hey! Is you about to throw your gang sign? Throw your gang sign. Yes.
We bought that Sigma Gamma Rho. 100 years of service. November 12th, 1922.
Mm. And we thank you all. And so,
I was about to say something hateful, but you know,
I won't stand for it.
I'm trying to maintain my pretty poodle-ness. Don't come for us.
But I will tell you this. Guess what?
We celebrated 100 years 20 years ago.
But guess what?
No, I can't stand him. But if you gonna show out, who celebrated 20 years ago? Go and rep yourself. Because we all gonna be in the house.
Incorporated. It was actually 17 years ago. But, you know, I ain't gonna take it.
Alpha Phi Alpha. We see y'all too,
are we saying that counting isn't the strongest standpoint? Because 20 and 17.
Here they go. I'm just Lord have I'm mercy.
Y'all got company. Y'all just gonna fight. As we were saying, okay, at 2 o'clock, we have R&B Live hosting the Divine Nine Party.
Yes.
That 2 p.m. stroll, I've been told, honey, y'all don't play with your roll call. Mm. And y'all gonna come through hard at 2 o'clock.
Yes.
You know, with your gang signs and whatnot.
So hold on. This is where the break happens, where Expose the Podcast will split. Because I'm sure Laverne will go
and
she'll become her, you know, her divine.
A pretty poodle.
Mm-hmm. And so, one thing that we Expose the Podcast will be doing while at Black Arts Fest MKE this year is we will have the opportunity to interview just about everybody. So you don't want to miss that. If you're a vendor, if you are someone of someone, if you are someone that has a name, or because everybody is somebody, but there are a few that we definitely want to get.
Come on out and be celebrated.
Come on out and be celebrated. We want to highlight you, highlight us, highlight
everybody. If you there, if you there, bring your kids. But if you there, the entertainment, the vendors, we there. So that was when we said yes to Anitra and didn't really know what we were saying yes to. But we were saying yes to being a remote podcast. So we mobile podcast. So we gonna be out in them streets. Y'all gonna see us on our little cart.
We won't roll you over.
We ain't gonna roll you over, but you gonna know.
But they is gonna pull up.
But we pulling up.
We pulling up. Hey, you come talk to me.
Right.
Yes. So, yes.
So the Divine Nine, and then
so
what else?
So Divine Nine is got that 2 o'clock p.m. roll call, and so you guys are gonna go for a little while with R&B Live kicking it with you all. And then the next show is right again at 4 o'clock. Again, we ain't waiting till it's dark. We
hurry up and get your wings and get back.
Yes.
Done. We're kicking it off. So right at 4 o'clock, we've got Soul Unplugged on the Porch, which is a Poetry Unplugged series.
Come on now. Host
Come on, Quavanon.
We've been on the porch for the last few Thursdays
This summer has been lit.
So far.
Yeah. And so that's at 4 o'clock. Then at 5 o'clock on the main stage is Jill Scott meets Erykah Badu experience.
Oh, wow.
Now, we still got 5 hours left, y'all. She said we still got 5 hours
left. We coming out early with it. We ain't playing no games.
Me and Laverne got to make sure we're on our doggone post because we're going to be trying to be, you know, guests.
Right.
We be like, they call it perusing.
Right.
Perusing the set.
Right.
Yes.
And so Sandra B and Tasha Marie is going to perform that. And
I can't wait for that.
Honey, Tasha Marie is coming home. Tasha Marie is coming all the way home from Tennessee to perform. Now, let me tell you guys why that's important. We were talking about how badly COVID hit the world, right? How COVID just can't snatch two years from everybody, everything.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now that we are coming out, we wanted to make sure that as we celebrate, we are celebrated.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay? So we are having a whole hometown homage festival where we are bringing out the best of the best of our talent. So as you hear me talking about our lineup,
that was strategic.
Intentional.
It was intentional.
Sis, you will be celebrated, Milwaukee. Who said something?
Right.
you will be celebrated. So again, we have that right off the bat. We've reimagined our 12:30 opening ceremony to be dope.
Right. Wow.
That 2 o'clock R&B Live hosting the Divine Nine party and the kickoff to their 2 o'clock roll call. We've got the 4 o'clock Soul Unplugged on the Porch, Poetry Unplugged hosted by Quabanop. 5 o'clock, we've got the Jill Scott Meets Erykah Badu Experience, yes, performed by Tasha Marie and and Sandra B. At 6 o'clock, we've got the at six o'clock we've got the Divine Nine Part Two.
Mm. Oh, there's kick a off. Part two because they wasn't through.
It wasn't enough.
They weren't.
We wasn't finished.
They coming through again.
Again.
Yeah. they coming through
again
for the one time, twice.
Twice.
And so the Divine Nine party kicks off again at 6 o'clock and goes hard because they go hard.
Because that's what we do.
And then at seven or so, then we go to the Band Bazaar. And the Band Bazaar is so dope.
Y'all, okay, it don't seem like no breaks taken. So,
As my husband would say, all gas, no breaks.
All gas, no breaks, y'all. This is what it sounds like.
All gas, no breaks.
So, y'all, make sure y'all get that schedule because this lineup is no joke. You really want to know where to be at what time.
It really is an all-day day party. Let me get back to the 7 o'clock, right? So, we've got the Band Bazaar kicking off at 7 o'clock, and that Band Bazaar is coming with a couple of different bands. It's got DMC, so that dope dope music crew.
Come on now.
It's got Sean Hinton, touring with Mary J. Blige. Said, hold up, I got to go home. I got to go to Milwaukee. I got to go home.
Yes.
So Sean Hinton is coming home with Shotgun, bringing his band, and they're performing on our stage.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We got to work.
But it's fun work.
We got to work.
It's fun work. You know, I ain't
when you see us over in the corner somewhere and be like, ain't they supposed to be?
Listen, honey, as long as you're repping.
We repping.
Yeah. And so we got Sean Hinton. Like I say, Sean Hinton is who plays for Mary J. Blige.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He putting a pause in that thing and coming home for us.
Yes.
That's
to
right.
celebrate and be celebrated, Milwaukee.
That's right. Yes. So Milwaukee needs to come out.
Milwaukee's coming out. You want to know why? Because that's how we do. Yes. We come on out.
You can't hold us down.
Girl. And so then we've got the Band Bazaar with Cigarette Break. These cigarette break.
Yes.
Everybody know that. And guess who they bring it, child? They ain't finished. Let me see. Their singers are Antoine Reynolds. Antoine Reynolds and Joe Jordan.
Milwaukee's finest Joe Jordan.
Honey, wow. Hold on.
Come on, Joe Jordan.
You done said Milwaukee's finest. Don't guess who else voice up on that thing. Audie Amore.
Milwaukee.
Oh, my girl. Yes.
Y'all trying to take us out.
All day long. We're not waiting until the 8 o'clock hour. We're coming out hitting that thing at noon, child.
Wow.
All day long. So when folks start saying, you know, who's the headliner? Who's headlining the show? We got headlining shows all day long.
Yeah. So you don't want to miss it. Huge lineup. This is amazing. This makes you feel proud.
This is us being celebrated and celebrating ourselves. And so when you think about that, when folks are asking, who's coming? You!
Right.
That's right.
Right.
Because we want to make sure that as our festival lifts, our community lifts.
That's right.
We want to make sure that as our community lifts, our narrative lifts.
That's right.
We want to make sure that as our narrative lifts, the perspective lives.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
We, honey.
It's levels to this.
It's levels to this.
Yes.
And I think that what's very important for us is to be celebrated so that we can celebrate.
Yes.
I think oftentimes we just don't get celebrated.
Mm-hmm.
And so it never occurs to us. What happens is what occurs to us.
Right.
And so what we see on the news is what occurs to us when we think about ourselves.
Right.
What happens in just our daily grind is what occurs to us when we think about ourselves.
Right.
So what we're trying to make sure is that we are celebrated so that we can celebrate
ourselves. I'm all about a celebration. Right. Where's the fan?
Exactly. So just come on out and bring your family so I'll talk to you about the tickets. If your babies are 7 and under, they get in free.
And you have a space for them.
And we have a whole space.
And they
space
have a whole
for
space for the yes. babies. This is not just grown fun. Y'all have a whole new space.
I am telling you, so Northwestern
kids.
Mutual has done a fantastic job. If you've been on the Summerfest grounds this summer, they've done a fantastic job renovating. I'm talking about, I don't know what they spent, but they was holding. They was holding. And done a fantastic job renovating the kids' space. And so we've got a brand new kids' area, brand new kids' station. We used to go and cut your foot on wood chips with your babies.
Right.
They're not doing
no
that.
More.
They're not doing that. And so they've got this kind of rubber cement kind of thing going on. Yeah. It's brown. Real nice. The kids, two giggle play areas, a big one for the bigger kids, a small one for the babies. Reimagined stage, honey. They've got a little AC house over there for the mothers and respite.
I see it. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes,
so
yes.
We'll be a mother in respite.
Honey, quiet.
But that weather's going to be perfect.
Yeah.
It's going to be a perfect 75.
Perfect 75. You just take moms who want a nurse, moms who want to take the babies, get some quiet time.
Yeah.
You know, all that. So, again, a totally reimagined kid area, renovated, rather. A totally renovated kid area. And babies, kids 7 and under are free, get in free. Wow. Mm-hmm. And then we have a youth ticket. If they're between 8 and 10, they get in for $10.
Okay.
And then there is a senior ticket. Honey, if you're out here and you're fabulous and you're 65 and older, your ticket's $12.
Thank
and then
you.
We got general admission for everybody in between. Come on and be general admission for $15.
Only $15.
That's
come
not
on,
bad.
We can lose $15 and not blink an eye, y'all. So let's talk business just briefly. We're going to cut this a little short. We're going to cut it not short as in and one.
Dice it.
Yeah, we just going. But the business part, we can't make this. You guys can't make this happen without us, right? Mm-hmm. We can all say, well, we want this to happen. We want to do this. We want to celebrate this. But money don't grow on trees. And you know we're gonna keep it real here for a minute. And no one is they're not always backing us because they have an expectation that we are not to be celebrated or we're not trustworthy or we're gonna just we coming up with some trash. So we wanna show them, whoever them are, that we can do. We can be just like any other festival, that your money is going to be on a quality festival.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Here's the thing about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get real transparent for a second because I've talked to my family. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We have to give ourselves grace.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody's perfect. And everybody that we are giving grace to, that we are giving grace to, guess why we're doing that? Because they're not perfect and they need grace.
Right.
And so we need to give ourselves grace so that we can be celebrated.
Right.
And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to put all things aside on August 6th. We're going to give ourselves grace so that we can be celebrated.
Yes. Yes. $15 is nothing for a ticket. Even if you're not able to come, donate $15 just to the cause.
Yeah.
Right? Because I'm telling you, you're not going to be able to get the type of lineup that Anitra just laid out
right,
to you
right.
for anywhere for $15.
And guess what? I wasn't finished. We got another stage. Who said something?
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I wasn't finished. So then we also have our cultural stage, right? So our cultural stage is the smaller stage. So we talked about our main stage on Miller. Our cultural stage is also open right at noon, right? And so our cultural stage will have some African dance and just really, really digging into African drum beat and the evolution
yes.
of the drum beat
yeah.
into today's music and how even, you know, our rhythm
is something.
Honey, flows
ain't nothing like
natural.
It.
Flows
ain't
as deep
like
as our
it.
Heritage.
Yes.
And so really, really pulling in on that cultural stage, pulling in that African heritage into what is our Black culture.
That's wow. right.
Come on and tie
yes.
that thing. Somebody
you
got
know
to
what?
Tie yes. that thing
it
in.
Sounds like Black excellence to me.
Mm.
Sis. Mm. That's not supposed to y'all.
Sounds
this
like
is.
Black excellence. And
yes.
I mean, that's what is represented through and through.
Yeah.
And so
yes.
I'm super excited for one, thank you guys for thinking of us. We appreciate That's Black right. Arts Fest MKE. Yes. Yes. And we expose the podcast because we are more than a podcast now. We are honored to be a part of this Black excellence experience. So
we're going to say we was there.
Now, before else would you be? I'm not even finished, though. Let me get finished.
Oh, okay.
So we talked about the cultural, but we're talking about the cultural stage. So then at 1:30, we're going to give y'all some spirit and soul. Mm. So we got Tiffany Terry. Yeah, we got Tiffany Terry hitting that thing.
Woo! Okay.
Hitting that stage at 1:30.
Yes.
Right after, between the 2:30 hour, we've got Tasha Nicole.
Hey, Tasha Nicole. Cause who knew?
Cause who knew, God?
Who knew?
God knew.
You better say it.
Come on.
If you ain't heard that voice, you've been missing out.
You're welcome.
$15.
You're welcome.
You can hear it.
You're welcome.
Another hometown talent. I think I heard somewhere. I don't want to be a spoiler right now, but I think I heard somewhere Tasha's music just got adopted by iHeart.
iHeart
ain't just out here playing anybody.
Yes.
No. Yeah. Yes. Yep. That. And we'll be sharing that and all that information. We're super excited.
Yes.
Please.
We must be celebrated.
Yes.
We got to be celebrated, and one way to do that is to come out August 6th. Nowhere else to be.
12 o'clock.
Summerfest grounds. Meet us there.
Now.
I ain't finished. After Tasha Nicole, honey, hit that thing.
I'm going to see if she going to say it.
Chris Crane is coming home as well.
Yes. Oh, come on, Chris Crane. Yes.
So on our cultural stage, we got that.
Do we know all this?
Girl, I swear the list keeps growing. Listen, because the kids call it wilding. We out here wilding, okay? We out here wilding with our hometown homage line up. Yes, because we are to be celebrated.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We are to be celebrated. So on our cultural stage, we're going to make sure that we keep that culture going. Hometown homage style. Who said something?
Wow. Y'all, so it sounds like the theme is just celebrate. Celebrating us.
Yeah. Celebrate good time. Come on. It's a celebration.
Honey, and the way y'all Greeks break out and just get off into a celebration. Come on, Greeks.
Hey.
And so, speaking of the Greeks, we are also, as we're celebrating us, and we're changing the narrative to lift the perspective. Yes. We're celebrating arts and education, and that's where our Greeks come in.
Yes.
Yes.
Black Arts Fest MKE is celebrating arts and education by inviting our Divine Nine organizations, historically Black fraternities and sororities, down to the Summerfest grounds with us.
Come on now.
Black Arts Fest to celebrate and be celebrated.
That's right. Man, lift every voice.
Lift every voice.
Can somebody sing that? Anitra, you already know. Don't let me down, Neitra.
Speaking of lifting every voice, you know we sing in the Black National
Anthem. You better sing it.
At the opening ceremony. Listen.
Come on.
We in stereo. Are to be celebrated. It will happen.
It's going to be a homecoming for us.
Ooh.
That would be dope. A homecoming. Listen, I'm ahead of myself. Let me shut up.
We're going to throw Beyonce out there.
The DJ may be prepared. The DJs may be prepared for a breakout to Beyonce's joint.
But y'all gotta come out.
I ain't finished. Guess what else is happening? So in our arts pavilion, speaking of Black excellence, honey, somebody talk to them in the back where they can't really hear. We are also celebrating arts and heritage.
Yes.
And so with that, we have Vibes Creative Art Space hosting our arts pavilion with a gang of sipping paints.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that our vibe and is that? Oh, okay. I just want to be clear. Because you were slow on the.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go.
So Vibes Creative Art Space is going to be hosting our sipping paints. And so we've got a couple of sessions in there starting right out. And when them gates open, we off to the races with it.
Wow.
And so each session is going to seat up to 40 people. So it's going to not be small. It's going to be big because that's how we do it. We do it big.
It's a celebration, y'all.
And that's part of your $15, right?
And all of this, as the kids would say, for the low. All of this
for the low.
You all of this is for the low.
For the low.
And people, you know, and people have actually said, oh my God, y'all got all them shows. I just was at R&B Live. I just was at this place and that place. And my ticket was this, that, and the third. First of all, be celebrated. Yes. And then second of all, we want to make sure that at our festival, at Black Arts Fest MKE, we bringing them all down, because here's why. We want your whole family to come down.
Yes.
We want your husbands. We want your wives. We want your mama. We want your aunties. We want all your sisters.
Bring
we want
the generations.
All your, we want your babies. Yes. We want a field trip. We want the daycares to bring out all their babies. We want the family. The black family. You know, black families be about that extension. Okay?
Right. Right.
We want the black families to come out and celebrate and be celebrated. So we don't want to have it where, oh, we're gonna have our ticket be $30 because we've got great production in there. Right. Now.
Facts.
But we are to be celebrated.
Yes.
And we want our families to come out and be able to come out and celebrate and be celebrated.
You know who else needs to celebrate us? Everybody else.
And guess who else is celebrating us, sis?
Who else?
Everybody else. So what
That's
I love,
right.
too, is we have, folks are saying, you know, so Black Arts Fest MKE, is that just for black people?
Absolutely not.
And guess what I said? Well, the celebration is a celebration of African heritage and black cultural arts. And so with the specificity around that celebrate, that being the theme, that's what we're celebrating, but we're being inclusive about who celebrates. Everybody come on down and experience.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Arts, and experience African heritage. Experience black cultural arts.
Yes.
Everybody come on down. Allies are everywhere. Mm-hmm. And guess what? They repping too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Man, hey, she summed it up for us, guys, and that's what we need to do. Hold on one second.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
One more. We black, we golf. You cannot forget about one of the most important organizations that I am repping my husband and my husband. So We Black We Golf will be there.
Absolutely. And here's more about that. What's interesting is that as we lift the perspective, we're gonna educate. We're gonna party. We will educate. What they call it? Let me see. Caking. Is caking old? Can you say caking still?
I think it might be a little old though.
So there
but we understood.
So there's lots of politicking. You know, there's a lot of politicking that goes on them greens, honey. There's a lot of business that gets done on them greens.
That's right.
There's a lot of relationship that gets built, positioning that gets had.
Yep.
On them greens, okay?
Yes.
And so what I love about We Black, We Golf, it's just all about exposing us to them greens.
To opportunity.
And our children.
It's all about giving a space, building that equity.
Yes.
So when you think about having a place that you think you don't want to be at because you've never been invited to, I'm just going to say it. And then when you get there, because a space is made for you, you find out, this is dope.
This is pretty dope.
This is dope.
And I'm good at it.
We golf.
So we thank We Black, We Golf.
Yes.
For giving equity, for giving us a space on them greens where all that business gets done.
Yes.
Yeah. Where all that positioning gets had. And we ain't finished. Guess who else going to be there? Ash Gang coming through.
Yes. It's just too. It's just so. I'm just saying. Everybody
go to
needs
the website.
To be, go to
honey,
the website.
Y'all got to go to the website.
Now I'm gonna say this, honey. The website is being updated with all of this lusciousness, but I wanted to bring it to y'all this evening. And so we're debuting the lineup.
This is a debut.
We're debuting this thing, and so I'd say that to say, we will be celebrated, and we will do it early, right at the noon hour.
Well, I think we got our title. We will be celebrated.
We will be celebrated.
We will be celebrated.
You got it, Tommy?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
We will be celebrated.
We will be celebrated. Thank August you. 6th on the Summerfest grounds. Black Arts Fest MKE is coming
Meet
back.
Meet us there.
Meet us there 12 yes. noon to 10 p.m.
And you can go on our website, exposedpodcast.com, and see the lineup. We have things there. Get your tickets. Like, yes. it's good. It, everything that you have access to, it's all on Facebook. It's on our pages.
It's
our
everywhere.
Instagram. It's everywhere.
So that's another thing, so, too. You can go to www.blackartsfestmke.com. Mm-hmm. You can go and you can buy tickets again. There's tickets on our Black Arts Fest MKE also has a Facebook page. Mm-hmm. We have an Instagram page.
Yep.
And
then they're at the porch on Thursdays. The porch on 502. You can get your
come on out.
Nitra is there. Yes. You can get your ticket there as well.
Well,
it's going down.
We are to be celebrated, and we are so thankful for this opportunity. Yes. Thank you, Anitra, for joining us.
I would like to thank a few folks. I'd like to thank our sponsors.
How about
yes.
it?
Yes.
I'd like to thank BMO Harris Bank, who is such a strong partner.
Yes.
I'd like to thank, where's my phone? I'd like to thank BMO Harris Bank. I'd like to thank Milwaukee County Office of Equity. Mm. I'd like to thank West Bend Bank.
Mm.
I'd like to thank Waterstone Bank.
Come on.
I'd like
Come on to
thank
the banks.
Hold the phone, honey. Because there is one thing to celebrate yourself. Mm-hmm. But it's a whole other thing to have folks rally around you.
Yeah.
In support and say, you know what? I'll celebrate you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'll support you. And so as that goes on.
And open up that pocketbook.
Right. And open up that pocketbook. Mm-hmm. Somebody say, crack that thing open.
Yes. Yes.
And, yeah. And so you guys vamp. You're calling the radio, but vamp for me, you all.
Listen, it's on the wrap up right now.
You all vamp for me.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because as we know with Exposed Podcast Foundation, how important it is to recognize sponsorships and those who support you financially, mm-hmm. Because you can't do it on air. Like we were saying, money don't
grow on
trees, and everybody is asking for this or that. But when someone that comes around and they say, we believe in what you're doing for the community, not just personally, but for the community.
Yeah.
It is important to recognize
it absolutely
that. Yes.
is. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that.
I got you,
so we have supporters that have come alongside and said, guess what? You will be celebrated.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank BMO Harris Bank, Greater Milwaukee Foundation, West Bend Mutual Fund. We thank Waterstone Bank, Brewers Foundation, the New Pitts Mortuary. We thank, we thank Baird. We thank Evan Rue Foundation. We thank Ascension. We thank Children's Hospital.
We thank our
board. Mm-hmm. We thank the board of Black Arts Fest MKE because guess what? When there was no festival, mm-hmm. and everybody was saying, we wish we had a festival, mm-hmm. there are those who stepped up, who stepped forward amongst many people in the city, mm-hmm. who stepped up and stepped forward and said, how can we bring our festival back?
Right.
Organizations, Black Arts MKE is an organization that stepped up and stepped forward and said, mm-hmm. we will be celebrated. And so, if you guys are thinking like, wait a minute, there's a Black Arts Fest MKE? And a Black Arts MKE. Mm-hmm. Black Arts Fest MKE is the festival on the Summerfest grounds on August 6th from noon to 10 p.m. Black Arts MKE is a performing arts organization that is a close friend of the festival. Mm-hmm. And they are celebrating their film festival separate from ours. So just to give you a little bit of clarity and information, Black Arts Fest MKE is the festival happening at Summerfest on August 6th. Black Arts MKE is another organization within our community who are also a fantastic organization. And so kind of be informed of that difference. But if you're seeing this logo.
Yes.
If you're seeing this logo here.
Yes.
Then you own a Summerfest.
You in the right spot.
Then you own a Summerfest. Right, and that's www.blackartsfestmke.com. Expose.com. I appreciate Expose the Podcast for having
me.
I appreciate my city of Milwaukee for having me. We are going to be celebrated.
Man, that's the perfect closing.
That's the closing. Thank you again for calling us. We are super excited about this.
Yes.
And you are the one who brought us out of our summer hiatus, but it was for an amazing cause.
Yes.
So make sure you guys check out our website. Check out this podcast. Share all this information.
Share.
Buy a ticket. Buy two. Buy three or four. Buy it for a friend or someone who you know may be in need. Buy it for them. You know, this is a whole community thing. This is what we're doing. So... until next time.
Yes.
I'm Laverne Badger.
I'm Natalie Hayden.
I got one last thing. One last thing. I am Anitra Riley. And what else will be celebrated in our community? Is peace.
That's
and
right.
our community will be celebrated. Yes. So we're also bringing down the Office of Violence Prevention.
Yes.
Yes.
To hold us
Shout
down.
Shout out to them.
Yep. Shout with out. With a peace pledge, particularly for us to get engaged and pledging for peace in our community. So meet us there, see us there, August 6th at the Summerfest grounds from noon to 10 p.m. We will be celebrated.
Yes.
All right.
We out of here, y'all.
Peace out, guys. Thank you so much for your time. we'll keep going.
Yes.
Thank you.
Love it.
All right. Bye.
Thank oh, my God. That's so
yes.
much fun.
Yes.
I'm sweating. I gotta get out. No problem.